San Marco, in his Gospel, gives us an extra detail. He said, not only that this man who was possessed by the devil was dumb, but also that he was deaf. This is indeed what happens in the soul of those, in the soul of those who are possessed by a demon and live in the captivity of sin. The devil shuts their mouth to any good wind and closes their ears to prevent them from hearing any warning, whether from inside or from outside, whether from God or from man. This allegory given by Jesus has a broad sense which tells us about different states of the soul. The soul which falls, the soul which rises, the soul which falls again. The soul falls through mortal sin, and God is estranged from that soul, which becomes empty. The demon captures it, and according to the strong image of the Gospel, keeps watch at its door. He keeps the peace in his soul, which now belongs to him, the gloomy peace of death and grief. When the soul is not in the state of grace, it loses the presence of God. All the merits of its past are fled. All the good works of its present are vain. The innocence of childhood, the generous light of the youth, the solid virtue of mature age, prayer and giving, sacrifice, works of rain, everything is dead. It no longer serves the kingdom of God. And the devil, in arms, watches, instead of death, with all his strength, to prevent the forces of God's grace from coming back. God defends, the soul is able to rise. In the fight. Weakness kept us away from the goodness of God. Our pride of sorrow and repentance calls him back. He hurries to us, expects the enemy, and immediately starts the restoration of what was on the ground. From that particular moment, the abatement of our past merits comes back to him. God restores life in the lens of our souls, that death has brought up an equator of them for a new season. When the soul is restored to grace, God gives it the truth. No longer the gloomy and deadly peace of the sepulchre, but the harmonious peace, the inner peace, which fills the soul with joy. Never renounces the fact. in our space. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. He approaches and he sees that Saul cleansed from its stains and preserved by grace. Then he is furious. The devil is furious. He's hurt. He's filled. He's frustrated and jealous. He prepares himself for a new attack. He seduces our imagination and our senses. He aims at fascinating the creatures with unreal charms. Those who suffer, who are facing trouble and insecurity, he inspires despair, discouragement, dissatisfaction, and jealousy in their hearts. Those who are wealthy, he perceives that they cannot be in need of anything. That they have to build up a comfortable nest here on earth to live in a sleepy comfort without looking for more. Those who are solid in faith, when advanced on the path of conversion, he whispers to their ears, you are well rooted in your convictions. I admire your desire to not open God. Go, you are strong enough. Do not worry. The world in its hostility to God will have no hold on you. You can watch any websites. You have the necessary strength and you will resist. You can take pleasure in communication in which charity is sometimes misused, but as we have, it is with decent people that I go. Why condemn yourself to cautiousness, which makes your life very complicated, darkens your days, and finally, paralyzes you? That's what the devil says to these people. Dear friends, the devil wants victory at any cost. He never fails. Because his strong mind cannot accept humiliation and defeat. He is the perfect pervert spirit, whose every gift is turned toward evil. He needs stubbornness. He goes and comes back with ten spirits which are worse than himself. So spiritual fight, dear friends, is intense. We need to be reminded of the Savior of the world. Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation. There is one, we get trapped because we are too self-confident. We are too presumptuous. And the very spirit, with its faithful and rightful army, comes back to take position of our soul. This is why our state, the state, becomes worse than it was before. We could compare it to a convalescent person who escaped an illness which brought him to the door of death. If he does something foolish, he can fall into an illness worse steady man must be careful not to fall. And we know that the kingdom of God endures violence as well as attack. If we want great things, we must take men strong and courageous this evening. We find the key of this courage in the gospel. It's not by accident that the Blessed Virgin Mary is mentioned. Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nourished. Jesus answers, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. He pays homage to his mother. Our blessed lady received the message from the angel, Archangel Gabriel, which with such intensity that this word, this promise, takes place in her. She was the only one who was able to say yes and thus to bring the remedy to the whole humanity against the one who said, I will not serve. The Virgin Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. We understand why Mary is a cure of demons. At the mention of the name of Mary, demons shudder and tremble. Mary bore the word of God, the second person of the Trinity, who was eagerly in her. She bore him before giving him to the world. And Mary kept that promise against all odds, bearing alone through the torments of Golgotha the faith of the Church. The gates of hell won't prevail. Dear friends, and it will be my conclusion, when everybody left, betrayed, Mary remained standing. This is why in our Lenten resolutions and in the spiritual fights day in life, we humbly put ourselves under her protection in order to come out victorious from that fighting life. And our victory will be that of Mary's. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son.